Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It was another day of grandstanding and speech-making and hissy-fitting in the Senate today. It was day three of the confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. 58% of Americans support Judge Jackson's appointment to the Supreme Court. It is the most support a Jackson has had since Thriller came out.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, I like the way they make us laugh about it, because watching it is frustrating sometimes.
She did say, I noticed Judge Jackson said, judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policy makers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So the whole politicization of the Supreme Court.
Right.
It's a good grief.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Do you think the founding fathers would just say, oh, the heck with it?
That we're screwing it up.
We're really screwing it up.
I think they would say that.
We had a really good idea and a formula, and the way you guys are implementing it, it's not supposed to be a political weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Interpret, you know, defend and protect the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Don't make policy from the bench.
Yesterday we had Lindsey Graham on and his questioning of Ketanji Brown Jackson, and today we're going to play a little Cory Booker sound just to sort of get both sides of people reacting to her and her nomination.
As Langston Hughes wrote, oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, but yet must be the land where everyone is free. Oh, yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me, but I swear this oath, America will be. That is the story of how you got to this desk. You and I and everyone here, generations of folk who came here and said, America, I'm Irish. You may say, no, Irish or dogs need to ply, but I'm going to show this country that I can be free here. I can make this country love me as much as I love it. Chinese Americans first forced into near slave labor, building our railroads, connecting our country. Saw the ugliest of America, but they were going to build their home here and say, America, you may not love me yet, but I'm going to make this nation live up to its promise and hope. LGBTQ Americans from Stonewall, women to Seneca, hidden figures who didn't even get their play until some Hollywood movie finally talked about them and how they were critical for us defying gravity. All of these people loved America. And so you faced insults here that were shocking to me. Well, actually not shocking. But you are here because of that kind of love. And nobody's taken this away from me. So you got five more folk to go through. Five more of us. And then you can sit back and let us have all the debates. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a well-charted Senate floor because it's not going to stop. They're going to accuse you of this and that. Heck, in honor of your person who shares your birthday, you might be called a communist. But don't worry, my sister. Don't worry. God has got you. And how do I know that? Because you're here. And I know what it's taken for you to sit in that seat.
You know,
she was tearing up at the end.
She was dabbing her eyes, yeah.
So no questions from Senator Booker. Just no. Sort of a speech about his gratitude about her being there. And it is historic. It is.
Unlike, who was it, Costanza on Seinfeld? There was no airing of grievances.
There were no grievances.
With Cory Booker.
Yeah. It was just, I gotta love Cory Booker because He is very enthusiastic.
Yes, he is. Is he going to run?
It's a Jersey boy.
Is he going to run for higher office? I mean, I know he's a senator, which is pretty high.
He's got good energy.
Yeah.
He's got, he doesn't have hateful energy.
He's passionate.
So many Congress people have.
He's passionate and he's very eloquent and he speaks truth to power.
And he still seems optimistic, despite the cesspool of incompetence and impotence that is the Congress of this United States.
And there are times.
He's optimistic. It's beautiful.
There are days. Congress resembles the bar scene in Star Wars. Do you remember
that? I have zero faith in them. I think they're a bunch of idiots. I mean, maybe there's the odd exception.
But we elected these people.
Well, that's a shame.
And it's just a
We need to take a good hard look at that.
On the far left and the far right. It's just a mess.
Good hard look at your congressperson and see, you know, as embarrassed as I am in the 5th District here in Minnesota of the person that is elected, I've been trying hard to make that unhappen, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
You know, but we can only do so much. We're not the majority. We are the sum together. So we, you know, again, we're just.
But again, most of America, somewhere in the middle of the bell curve, You may lean left, you may lean right. Chances are you're not on one of the extremes. Mm-hmm. Why don't we elect more moderates?
We should.
Who might actually say, you know, compromising, I can compromise.
You know, but sometimes crazy gets attention.
Crazy gets more airtime, and airtime gets more donor dollars.
For sure.
Right? You have to be crazy, whether it's on the left or the right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The crazier things you say, the more money comes in, which, again, not what the founding fathers probably intended.
Rolling in their graves. Yeah, so that was fun. That was just fun. He was exuberant, positive. You know, you don't often hear positive things coming out of the Senate. And he was positive and just idealistic about the fact that a black woman was sitting there as a Supreme Court justice nominee.
Well, Kamala Harris may be the deciding tiebreaker. If it's 50-50, she would, which would be very appropriate.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, another historic event that would be happening.
So.
And only because equity is becoming more commonplace and our elected officials are looking more like the makeup of the United States as it should be. That was the whole point of this country.
But that's threatening to some people. And that's unfortunate.
Well,
I think we celebrate diversity. We don't fear diversity. But a lot of people still fear change. They fear what's happening and what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So
when we get what's coming, speaking of that, Todd Walker, where in the world is Todd Walker? My gosh, we had so much fun with him last week on St. Paddy's Day as he was being fed shots of Jameson live, which he did not take on the radio. But we saw the bagpipes and the green beer and all that good stuff. So where is Todd and what does he have lined up for us this weekend? It's all next. Hey, guys, welcome back. We are live on Twitter and Facebook and the radio, of course, with Todd Walker. And last week, Paul, I know you work the mornings, but last week, my goodness, Todd was out for St. Paddy's Day and he managed to stay sober for our broadcast, even though people were handing him shots of Jameson. And there were bagpipes and we got a whole tour of the bar in St. Paul. And he is once again live out and about. This time you're emceeing an event, but it's a much more somber event. Right, Todd?
That's right, Paul and Jordana. I'm actually down here at the Depot downtown Minneapolis, and I'll be emceeing an event called Hugs for Heather. Heather Miller is her name. She was diagnosed October 4th with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And so her friends joined together tonight to do a little fundraising for her and her family. And there's a live auction. There's going to be music. There's 400 to 500 people are going to be here tonight. So it's well attended. So, yes. And I asked what we can do to support Heather. And they said just simply support the Pan Can Purple Stride Walk on April 30th at Harriet Island. So she's going to make an appearance a little bit later. And I'm going to introduce her and her family. And there'll be a couple words from Heather. But of course, Jordana, you know the struggle that she's going through as well. So.
I'm and please give her. My love, fellow warrior.
I certainly will. I certainly will. But yes, there's a number of things going on all around the Twin Cities. And I know we like to start with fish fries, guys, because people are absolutely adamant about who has the best fish fry. So I think I'll start with sharing with the one that came in multiple times. And this one is at the, what's the restaurant? It is the restaurant St. Dinette, downtown St. Paul. They have something called the Nashville Hot Cody, and it's for the codfish. So I'm going to go there tomorrow night and try this. Last week, I lived up to my obligation, and I did go and try the fish at Dark Horse, and it was fantastic. This one is, they're doing Nashville Hot on their codfish. So the person that reached out to us a number of times was Chef Adam, said, I think it's his codfish, but he's a listener, and he said, you've got to come down and try the codfish. So I shall do that. And once again, as I said last week, if you're looking for a great fish fry, you can go to msbmag.com/fish fry, and you can find out all these great fish fries that are happening all around the Twin Cities. And there's some fun videos. Vanita's taken part in it, and she's been one of the judges. So check that out as well.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, the suburbs are coming back, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The suburbs are going to be in concert. And are you a big suburbs fan? Yes. I was trying to get tickets actually to go to the suburbs, and this is happening on Saturday night at 7:30. People love the suburbs, I'm telling you. The admission is $30, goes up to $55, and we're all fans of Chan Poling and that whole entire group. And it's going to be a fantastic concert. I'm actually still going to try to go tomorrow night. But, yeah, go down to the Palace Theater. It's a great venue to watch music. And it's, they always put on such an amazing show.
Well, a sure sign of spring is the bike show. That's yes. coming to the River Center. So yes. that's fun.
This is fun. This is a great show. I have been there many, many years. I was counting them up. I think I've been down there like 15 years. I've gone to it and covered it for some different events. And this is the Donnie Smith Bike Show. And Donnie Smith always makes an appearance. He walks around. He's got a big beard, wears his Harley gear, and talks to – I mean, he has a cult following of people. So if you want to meet Donnie, he will for sure be there. It's on Saturday and Sunday. Very reasonable to get in. Adults, $15. Kids 12 and under are free. They have just unbelievable bikes from one end of the River Center to the other end. Great clothing options for people to buy. And it's a really a fun electric event. So head down there if you're a bike fan or even if you're not.
Do you have an e-bike yet?
No, well, Mark got one, but it's I say it's lazy. Get on that bike and get some exercise.
But you go farther on the e-bike.
You guys do realize these are motorcycles. Well, we're talking motorcycles. We're not talking e-bikes.
Real bikes.
Mine doesn't have the throttle, but yeah, it has levels of assist.
Yeah.
And as you get
I want to buy one of those.
Levels of assist. Hey, tell us about Killer Queen Tribute, a Queen band.
This is the Queen Tribute Band, and this is at the Fitzgerald Theater. And this is happening on Sunday. Admission is $40, and who does not like the music of Queen? So this is going to be going on there as well. So Fitzgerald Theater, and it's $40 to get in. It's going to be a great time. And I would love to go. That's going to be a fun show.
I know the circus is coming to town. Does the Shrine Circus still have animals? Like, are we still allowed to do that?
I was a little bit hesitant to put this on here, Jordana, because looking this up, I've covered it a number of times and I've been to it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's really an old-fashioned, true circus. But there's always a lot of protesters all around the state fairgrounds and around the Coliseum as well. So if you want to go see the circus, it is in town. I felt like we should let our listeners at least know that this is happening. It's happening all weekend long, but expect the protesters because they'll be out in rare form, I'm sure.
Hey, Todd, with the pandemic winding down, more people getting out, enjoying the theater, I think we're still second only to New York City per capita in terms of theater. Yes.
Really? Is that true?
Absolutely. That was one of the selling points when I came here back in the early 80s.
Yes.
I don't think that's changed. Talk about the Tempest.
Yeah, that is true, actually, Paul. It is. It's second only to New York, which is just unbelievable. It's amazing to me. Now, this is a show. It's a must-see show. It is the Tempest, and it is at the Guthrie, as you said. And what's exciting is they brought back former artistic director Joe Dowling to direct The Tempest. And he's done something that's not been done before. He cast, which has been traditionally a male lead of The Tempest, it's a female lead. So he's really thrown gender roles out the door, and he's cast a female as the lead. So I'm hearing great, great reviews of this show. You're going to recognize a lot of our local amazing talent in the theater community that will be there as well.
Very cool.
All right. You can see all of Todd's suggestions. Oh, and I think, in fact, he may have just frozen on us.
Oh.
You can see all of Todd's suggestions on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. All of his social media is Todd P. Walker. Follow him there. But we will post all of his suggestions. And listen, good luck at this event today. And I will be thinking of her.
I will. I'll go in there and I'll send her your thoughts, both from you, Paul, Jordana, and from David as well. So I'm going to go in, take the stage, and do my MC duties for the evening here at the Depot. Thanks,
good.
Guys.
We're proud.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, my friend.
Well done.
And can I just plug my fundraisers also? May
I
as
hope
well.
You do. Yes.
You know, we had somebody from Be the Match on yesterday. That is a bone marrow donation website where you can donate marrow or money. If you're over 40, you got to donate cash because they don't want your marrow. I know, over 40, right? We're too old, you know, after midlife. They want that young, healthy marrow. And I wanted to let you know that they've made it very easy for you. Text Jordana Green to 61474 to be part of the Be the Match fundraising or marrow raising. You get a cheek swab if you're under 40, if you have a teenager or somebody young living in your house. And then, of course, I am raising money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and that's a big push, the Man and the Woman of the Year campaign. You can go to my website at jordanagreen.com, and there is a link right in the corner that says donate, and it can take you right to my page. We're raising tons of money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society because that money goes directly to research that helps people like me. So, yeah, blood cancers still exist. They still happen all the time. Every 3 minutes, somebody's diagnosed with a blood cancer, if you can imagine that.
How often?
Every 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes in this country, somebody is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Lymphoma, leukemia like mine, myeloma. It's insane. So all of that money goes to research.
So when people say, hey, we're tracking Jordana, we want to do something. We want to help. We want to be part of the solution. Are part of the solution.
Yeah. Okay. And if you can't donate money, that's okay. Share the page. Maybe somebody in your network can do it. Throw it on Facebook. You know, every little bit helps. But it's crappy to have cancer. It's crappy to have a recurrence. It's crappy that I need a bone marrow transplant. But I said, whatever I'm going through right now, I'm going to try to turn into a positive. I don't want anybody else to get diagnosed. And I'm just going to try and raise some money while I can for good causes.
And as you said, something good can come from something bad.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we're trying to do.
Turn a negative into a positive. So yeah, whatever you can do to support Jordana and everybody else wrestling with leukemia and lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Up next, Paul has written a quiz for us.
Yes, I have.
And I feel like I'm going to look like a real idiot.
No. Americans are really bad at estimating certain things, as you are about to discover. Come along and take today's terrible trivia quiz next.
You know, cancer really sucks, but I got to be honest. It has brought me back in touch with so many friends that I haven't talked to in ages. You know, maybe I'm friends with some of my high school friends on Facebook. But, you know, when you post something, a tragedy, like, you know, that you have cancer or it has recurred, like it has for me, which is a full-on tragedy, people feel more emboldened to reach out and be like, I know we haven't spoken since we graduated in 1990, but I'm thinking about you.
It's a hell of an icebreaker.
Yeah. And I've been watching their kids. Like, Facebook is weird because you feel like you're in touch with these people because, you know, you see pictures of their kids and you know about their vacations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
But it's been a gift in that way that I have been in touch with old friends, old colleagues. It's just, it's been nice.
Don't you think, now, don't you agree with your co-host and friend that most people are good?
No, absolutely not. Most people suck.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
You
absolutely
have the freedom not to be wrong.
No. Have you read the text line recently?
I think the text line, there will always be trolls and haters, and they're pain bodies.
Except for the nice ones. Sorry about
these
the nice
These people
ones.
Are in pain, and that's how they self-medicate by putting others into pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they deal with the that's sickness true. That they are experiencing. You have to ignore those people.
That's true.
Keep them at arm's length. The majority of people are good. Mm-hmm. 99.999% of people are rooting for you, Jerry.
I will. You know what my oldest said, and I know we got to get to the quiz. My oldest said that the first time I got sick in 2020, she said, "Mom, remember you said it restored your faith in humanity." Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we had just come off this election and just a divisiveness in our country. And you and I and David, we bore witness to the worst of humanity and that people can be bad. But you're right. When a tragedy does strike, it does bring out kindness in people. And it did restore my faith. And my oldest said that. She goes, "Remember, Mom? So maybe it'll restore your faith again." And I said, you know, people are. And of course, I'm not talking about the ones that are beautiful and wonderful and kind. And I'm just talking about the mean, bad ones.
I think most Americans have big hearts. You may disagree with them politically.
Oh,
but
that's
when,
okay.
When you're up against the wall, I think people realize that we all have to come together.
Many do.
And support all of us who are sick.
Many do.
But look, never overestimate the intelligence of the American
public. Oh, boy. Okay. Because I feel stupid already.
Well, when it comes to polls, and,
oh,
and this is something I saw in The Hustle. Oh, do you read The Hustle?
You know, I
get a morning newsletter.
What is The Hustle?
The Hustle.
It's a magazine, like an online
newsletter,
magazine?
A newsletter that goes out every morning. Hmm. Business news.
Okay. I guess I should start reading it.
There's always something good in there.
Well, if you're reading it, then I'll read the other ones. We got to divide and conquer.
This is from a YouGov poll. Perception versus reality. DJ, you're playing along here, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, all right. What percentage of the U.S. adult population has an income of $1 million or more? Is it A, 20%, B, 5%, C, 1%?
DJ.
Jordana, you go first.
One percent.
1%.
Is correct.
Yeah, there's, yes.
But the people, the thousands of people who were polled, thought the answer was 20%.
Oh, come on.
One in five had an annual income of $1 million.
Who are these people?
I don't know. They walk among us.
An income of $1 million?
The perception was 20%. Wow. The reality is 1%. Okay. Question two. What percentage of the adult population has a college degree? 33%, 47%, 63%.
Jordana.
Sure.
The first one, 33%?
33% is right.
Is that what you were going to guess, DJ?
Yes. Yeah, lower. Yeah.
Americans guessed 47%. Mm. The reality is one in three Americans have a college degree.
Boy, those 33% have a lot of debt.
Yeah, and a lot of them are they're questioning the return on investment.
Right?
Is it worth racking up stupid money,
stupid debt?
Mm-hmm. Am I going to get that back? All right. What percentage of Americans have flown on an airplane?
Ooh.
Is it 43%? 59% or 88%?
DJ. 43%.
Wait. So it's 43, 59?
Or 88.
59.
You are both wrong.
What?
Oh, really? That
88% of Americans have flown, adults, have flown on an airplane. The perception.
That's encouraging.
It is.
The perception, though, was 59%.
Yeah. Really?
The reality is 88%.
Okay.
You know why? Because, well, at least my thought process in the 5 seconds I had to think about this was that I think air travel is a luxury.
Yes.
And I think that you need expendable income to be able to travel on an airplane. So I'm surprised.
It's a bus with wings.
No, but it's expensive.
Yeah, it's an expensive bus.
It's expensive.
With wings.
So I think you need expendable income to do that. And I was unsure that Americans had that.
Well, and you hear stats about the number of Americans that are under the poverty line.
Right.
And I guess my assumption is that most of them haven't, but I guess I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like that one. Go ahead.
All right. What percentage of the U.S. population has a household income of at least $25,000? So $25,000 or more. Is it 68%, 82%, or 96%?
Jordana.
Sure.
I feel naive, but I'm going to say 92%. Because $25,000 isn't a lot of money.
Yeah, that's not right. It's lower than that.
You think so?
Yeah. I was going to go with the middle one,
82%. Is correct.
Okay. Yeah, I guess 92 is really
But the survey came back with 62%.
But $25,000 is nothing. Is that still below the poverty line or is that 16,000?
That is not
No,
a
I believe
wage.
That's below the poverty
below
line.
Below the poverty line, right? 25? Especially certainly for a household of four.
There's a lot of people that live on very little.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What percentage of Americans are left-handed? I married a woman who is left-handed. Is it 11%, 34%, or, Paul, that's a stupid question. Of course, it's 50%.
DJ, it's 11%.
I'm gonna concur. 11%.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's so little, though, but I, you know?
But Americans thought it was 34%.
The vast majority. Crazy.
Well, yeah.
And 50% is funny, though. I would have thought more of them would have been duped.
Equal time.
Yeah.
you're discriminating against me because I'm right-handed.
Is there a society? There's
society for everything.
There is, yeah. Baby Winter is left-handed.
Baby Winter. I just want to eat her like a snack.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know that already? Is she old enough to have that cemented?
She's getting I think they say it can change up to maybe 5 or something like that. But it was pretty clear right from the beginning.
Oh,
that
really?
She was always grabbing things with her left-hand fork and the marker and the pen and everything.
Interesting.
So, yep.
Are either of you?
No. My sister is, though. But I don't know that it's...
I don't think it's genetic.
Genetic, no. But I don't know.
Is it? I wonder. All right, I have to Google that during the break.
I don't know. Yeah. All right, two more left.
Okay.
What percentage of Americans are Jewish?
Oh, interesting.
I should know
you
this.
You better get this right. Is it 2%, 17%, or 30%?
DJ.
DJ.
2%
is right.
I'm surprised it's that high.
The perception among Americans is that it's 30%.
Oh, God.
What? That is the perception that it's 30.
No.
3 out of 10 Americans are Jewish.
What?
The reality, 2%.
There's only about 16 million Jews in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
Really?
Yes. When there's billions of Christians and Muslims, I think there's 1.6 billion Muslims. I'm not sure, quite sure how many Christians there are. But literally, there's like maybe 16 million of us.
Wow.
Yes. 8 million of them live in Israel. The rest of us live in the diaspora. But that's it. And in Pennsylvania, I don't know where that came. That's my chemo brain, sorry. In Minnesota, we are about 0.9% of the population.
So not even 1%.
We are less than 1% of the population. Yeah. We're loud, but less than 1%.
You punch above your weight. That's good. That's good. How many Bitcoin millionaires live in the United States? We hear a lot about crypto. How many Bitcoin millionaires? Is it 8,400? 86,000 or 7.2 million?
I think this is a trick question.
I would have guessed like 7.
I don't think there are Bitcoin millionaires, because is it even quantifiable?
What is your answer, please?
Repeat the truth.
How many Bitcoin millionaires are in the U.S.? Is it 8,400, 86,000, 7.2 million?
Yeah. I'm going to say 8,400. There can't be that many.
I'm going to say the highest one, but I don't believe any of this.
Because it's all fake? Because Bitcoin's fake?
You're both wrong. 86,048 Bitcoin millionaires.
Are they really millionaires?
Tomorrow might be a different story.
Can I be a Lego millionaire just because I have a lot of Legos in the basement?
You can be. Sure.
I have a lot of questions about what that really means, what you just said.
Do we need to do a segment on that?
Digital currency.
I might.
It's still ethereal to me. It's still not quite real. And I don't invest in things I don't understand. But yes, I think all of us need an education in crypto. Is there a better way to move money? Probably. You know, are our great grandkids going to be handing dirty dollar bills, to vendors? Probably not. There's going to be a different way for transactions.
Interesting.
So I don't know who won. I don't really care. But
we might have to do a segment on that Bitcoin crypto stuff.
We should. It should be an ongoing topic.
Yeah, we need explainers. I want to know how they quantify that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Fun quiz, though.
We'll see if Mike Max has any Bitcoin. He's down in Florida living the good life, tracking the Twins. Maxie up next. Maxie Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Mike Max, the legend who throws a mean curveball. Is that true, Maxie?
Yeah. Really? Man, this morning I saw so much baseball, I wanted to play baseball, and a local high school team was down here, and they let me throw batting practice this morning. It was really fun. There's this place called Terry Park where the Boston Red Sox used to train. And so there's these, beautiful fields by high school standards, and they don't get used. And so teams come from the north, and they can rent them out. And so I went over to this complex, and they've got a facility that would be, the main field would be akin to a nice amateur ballpark with a grandstand in Minnesota. But then you go around the back, and there's the list of the people that have played there for spring training, and it's like Ty Cobb and Carl Yastrzemski and Roberto Clemente.
Wow.
And it's really cool. And then they've got some ancillary fields to that are, was built for minor league development, so these high school teams can come down here and play. And they've got access to great facilities for a cheap price. And so they just needed another arm to throw BP to the kids. And I thought, on a nice humid morning, I love throwing batting practice. And so it was a lot of fun. It was fun. I don't know if it was fun for them. It was fun.
Yeah, well, fun for me. As long as you're having fun, Max.
As long as I'm having fun. I guess I didn't ask anybody else.
Are you sore?
I'm sore. So now I'm sitting by the pool because I got, I've got to ice it,
Poor thing.
I'll talk to a couple of scouts, see what they thought, if they watched my stuff played or not. But so I figured I better just relax by the pool for a while.
Hey, if Tom Brady can do it,
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, based
on what they saw, they might want me back tomorrow. So I got to be ready.
Hey, the Twins getting a lot of kudos as a baller move, getting Carlos Correa. Anything more? Did he take? Did he play today in their victory?
He didn't play a day that I know of. I wasn't at the game, but he wasn't. It sounded yesterday at his presser like they were going to let him take some bank practice one night. He didn't in the off season. He said yesterday when I talked to him that he did not take a lot of batting practice, simply live batting practice, because he was a free agent. He couldn't take the chance that, somebody, an errant pitch lands in your jaw or, your eye socket, you got a problem. So he didn't hit as much this offseason as he normally would have because he wasn't under contract with anybody. So now that he's got that, he's in great physical shape. He lives in Houston, and he and his wife welcomed a newborn. So they have a little baby that he says that they're fawning over right now. And she's back there with the new child. And so he's out here now, and now it's all game on, and he'll get himself up, and they'll throw him live batting practice and all those things. And as of yesterday, they were hoping that he might be able to play by Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They weren't going to rush him back, but they wanted to make sure that he got ample cuts in the cage, as they say.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe they'll call me and throw a BP to him tomorrow.
It could be, You just sleep by the phone.
Stay ready.
That corded landline.
Stay ready. Keep your phone with you.
By the way, the Twins have sold 100,000 tickets since they signed Correa. Hey, I want to get your feedback. You may have an opinion. You may not. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, joining Amazon Prime Video to call Thursday night games.
Yeah.
This is a big get for Amazon. There will be 15 Thursday night games. Michaels is leaving NBC Sunday Night Football booth. Herbstreit is going to keep doing his ESPN college football gig, but is this the future? I mean, are we going to be watching football on Netflix someday?
Yeah, I suppose, because they've got big money right now, and everybody's got big money. There's only one place you can get big eyeballs in this, with everything so fragmented, and that is live sports, and particularly the NFL is the king of it. So if you want to drive people to your outlet, whatever it is, whether it's Apple TV, Amazon, Netflix, whoever wants to get in the game, you take them there, and then you promote the other products that you've got to offer when you get those live those eyeballs and the demographic that everybody wants, because it's young, affluent people. They're looking to spend money, and so the demographics are just right. But you can only get that now really through the NFL and get the kind of numbers that you want to generate to promote your product. So, yes, to an extent, that is the future, and Al Michaels is as good as it has ever been as a play-by-play man, so that's a pretty good coup for that.
Hey, keep icing up that arm, Maxie. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Rest up, buddy.
Yeah.
The news is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.